I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
My guest on 99.5 The Mountain is George Thorogood. Hi, George.
Casey at the bat.
Yes, sir. George Thorogood on the other end. How you doing?
Bad.
I can imagine.
I'm just having some fun with you, Mike.
All right. You are on the Rock Party Tour. You guys have been on the road for a little while now, haven't you?
We're always on a Rock Party Tour. Who do you think you're talking to?
You've been on it for 40 years.
Exactly.
George, I know it goes back a ways. Let me ask. You're this kid. You're growing up in the Northeast. And how do you get into the blues? How's that happen?
Well, I was like anybody else. My exposure to music, most of it was rock and roll, which we all listened to on the radio. I was very fascinated when the Rolling Stones came along. They had a really cool sound, and I read an awful lot about them. And I saw them play Howling Wolf on television on the Shindig Show. And that kind of turned me on. I read about these artists that I'd heard of, but I had not really heard their music. So I started to look at all the back of these albums. People like the Butterfield Blues Band, John Hammond's albums, The Animals, The Yardbirds, The Rolling Stones. There was always somebody on there, like a John Lee Hooker or Jimmy Reed or a Bo Diddley. Or, you know, I saw Muddy Waters. I said, who were these people? They created this music that the rock people, more or less, it schooled them. And so that fascinated me. To move on in the late 70s when the people like Led Zeppelin hit and Jeff Beck and Jimi Hendrix and, you know, Rod Stewart, people like that, Curtis Clearwater, my God, rock had progressed so much. And they were so talented. I said, I don't have a chance in hell of doing what these people are doing. So I looked at bands like Savoy Brown Boogie Band, Can't Heat, people like that. I said, you know, they make a living playing blues, and they put a big boogie behind it. That's something I think I can do. And that's what I went to work.
George, you and the band have been very generous over the years with your time and your efforts with a lot of different organizations. One of the reasons we hope to connect with you is because you guys have done so much work on behalf of American servicemen and women and the different branches of the armed services. Do you and the guys in the band, do you have a personal connection to the military and military families, or was that just something that you sort of felt was important to you from a value standpoint?
What are you talking about, Mike? Of course we have a personal connection. They protect our country. Come on, man. What other connection do you need?
Well, you don't. I'm just wondering if you had family or, you know, something like that. Maybe people that served that were directly connected to you, I meant.
Everybody has somebody in the family that served the armed forces in some capacity. So that's something you can't avoid. What's the point of being here on the planet if you can't help in some fashion? No matter what the causes or what the organization is. You know, like the Cats and the Destroyers organization, we are fortunate enough to, you know, at this age to still be healthy. And you say, well, you know, we got our money. We're famous enough. If our government's worked properly sometimes, maybe these things would be handled in a different fashion. Who knows? So just as a normal tax-paying citizen, I just said, well, what can we do to help?
My guest on 99.5 The Mountain is George Thorogood. Jumping topics for a minute, George, from the military to the world of baseball. I seem to remember you're a big baseball fan, and you had the chance to meet Dodgers announcer Vin Scully one time. Didn't he have some advice for you?
Vin Scully gave me some advice?
Yeah, some reason I remember hearing that.
No, I met him, and he was wonderful, but he didn't give me any advice.
I thought he told you a story about longevity, something along the lines of just keep doing what you do.
Well, he said that about himself, and I took it as as indirect advice.
I got
put
you.
It that way. I congratulated him on making it to the Announcers Hall of Fame. He kind of shrugged it off when he said, I'm so old, they got to do something with me. So I just thought to myself, if you hang in there long enough, who knows?
Well, one last fun fact for you. It probably won't mean anything to you, but it does to me. You and I actually share a birthday, February 24th.
And you got 24th of February, which is Hall of Fame baseball player Honus Wagner, Hall of Fame baseball player Eddie Murray, Mike Lowell, who was MVP in the World Series for the Red Sox, actor James Edward Olmos. And here you go. Did you know all these people?
I didn't know all of them, but I got another big one that I'm thinking you're getting to.
We found out just a few years later that they made it wrong in the records in England that George Harrison was not born at midnight, but actually 18 minutes before midnight, puts his birthday on February 24th. Why they couldn't tell me that when I was a teenager? My name is George. I could have got girls to talk to me, but we still got it.
That's right. You know who else we got?
Lay it on me.
Steve Jobs, founder of Apple, February 24th.
The most special people born in February because it's the shortest month.
George Thurgood, thank you for your time. I know you're busy. I know you're out on the road. We appreciate your support and your help with Project Sanctuary and the work that you do for veterans organizations. It's been a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you again.
Why don't you talk to the founding fathers of Colorado and set up a benefit for this thing at Red Rocks? Stevie Guitar Miller and Lonesome George Thurgood and the Destroyers. What do you think?
I'm in. I'm totally in. As soon as I get our birthday club launched, I will get on that.
Okay. Rock and Roll Never Sleeps. It just passes out. Bye, Mike.